BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Birth of Jesus.
Joseph found out Mary was expecting a child soon after she got home from her visit with Elizabeth. He knew he wasn't the father. Still, since he was a righteous man, he didn't want to make a public example of her. No, he decided to simply break off the engagement and put her away quietly. He was deep in thought about this when an angel appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary and make her your wife. The child she's carrying is from the Holy Spirit. When he's born, you're to name him Jesus. He's the Savior. He will save his people from their sins." Joseph didn't hesitate. He immediately made Mary his wife. They lived in Nazareth, which was in the northern part of Israel. Yet the scripture said that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, which is near Jerusalem. At that time, the Empire of Rome sent out an order requiring everyone to register in the city of their ancestry. Therefore, Joseph and his wife had to go to Bethlehem. Soon after they got there, it came time for Mary to deliver her child. As soon as the baby was born, she wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough because there was no room in the sleeping area. Messiah was born. That same night, shepherds were watching their flock in a nearby field. Suddenly, an angel stood with them, and the area was flooded with the glory of the Lord. The shepherds were terrified. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to bring you great news." He then pointed towards the nearby town. "Tonight, the Savior was born in Bethlehem. He is Messiah. Go there and look for a baby wrapped in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly, the whole area was filled with angels who were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill to the earth." And then they disappeared. The shepherds immediately did as they were told. They went to Bethlehem and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, just as the angel had said. They told them what happened that night, and everyone was amazed. Afterwards, they went back to the field, praising God for what they had seen. 41 days later, it was time for Joseph and Mary to take Jesus to the temple and offer sacrifice to the Lord. So the three of them went to Jerusalem. There was a man at the temple named Simeon. God had told him that he wouldn't die until he had seen the Promised One. The Spirit of God had prompted him to go to the temple that day. He saw Joseph and Mary and asked if he could hold the baby. Looking into the face of Jesus, he said, "Oh, praise be to God." Looking towards heaven, "Lord, you can now let me die. My eyes have seen your salvation."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.